Yesterday, the Senate passed what seems likely to become the first federal ban on a form of abortion since the Supreme Court upheld abortion rights in the Roe v. Wade ruling 30 years ago. President Bush issued a statement saying he will sign the bill, which outlaws a procedure that opponents call partial birth abortion. With us to talk about where the abortion debate goes from here is Slate's chief political correspondent, Will Salatin. Will is also the author of the recent book, Bearing Right, How Conservatives Won the Abortion War. Will, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hi, Alex.
First of all, the opponents of this bill say that the Supreme Court will strike it down. Why would the Supreme Court strike it down? What would it find objectionable here?
Well, the Supreme Court had two problems with a similar bill that came from Nebraska in 2000, and that was, first of all, that the bill was too vague about what procedure it was exactly banning. There was some doubt as to whether the bill covered a whole bunch of other kinds of abortions that the sponsors didn't mean to cover. So vagueness was one problem. The other problem was that the bill didn't have an exception for the woman's health, and that is actually required under Roe v. Wade. There must always be an exception to protect the woman's health all the way through pregnancy, and there wasn't one. So what happened this time is that Congress decided to clarify the procedure somewhat, and they did do that. They did make it more specific. But on the health exception, instead of including a health exception, they basically said, we don't need one. And they included what they called congressional findings of fact, saying that we never need a health exception for this procedure that they call partial birth abortion because the procedure is never in the interest of the woman's health.
If this ban does become law, do you expect abortion opponents to use it as a kind of the first step in a campaign for stricter abortion controls? I mean, that's what the abortion rights people are saying.
Yeah, it's very clear that the pro-lifers want to keep moving in the direction of restricting abortions. What's not clear is which road they're going to take to get there. The one that everybody's talking about is, oh, they'll just start banning more and more procedures. They'll start banning other kinds of abortions. They'll start banning earlier in pregnancy. That's a very dangerous road to go on, because when you start banning abortion, that affects a whole lot of Americans who just want the legal right to abortion. And you take that away, and there can be an uprising against you. But they have other roads that pro-lifers could take. One is they could just implement more restrictions that are compatible with the right to choose abortion. Another option they have is to move to pro-life issues that are outside the womb, like cloning and stem cell research. And then they have things that I call pro-choice, pro-life bills, where they say the fetus has rights, but only if the woman wants it. Like, if you beat a woman and kill her fetus, do you get punished as though it's a murder for killing the fetus? That's another bill that they've got in the hopper that they could turn to next.
Well, I have a press release from a Right to Life group issued late yesterday, and it says that this bill and the action by the Florida legislature yesterday, you know, it moved to grant Governor Bush authority to order life support restored to this comatose woman, Terri Schiavo, who's at the center of a debate over right to life or right to die, depending on how you look at it. That these two events represent the best day that the Right to Life movement has seen in a long, long time.
Well, if this is the best day that they've enjoyed in a long time, they better enjoy it, because it's about to be over. Both of these bills, the partial birth abortion ban in Congress and the bill on the right to die that was just came through the Florida legislature, attack directly the separation of powers and the authority of courts. In the case of the partial birth abortion ban, it basically tells the Supreme Court, we're not going to accept your grounds for striking down abortion bans. You better change them and accept the bill that you rejected just 3 years ago. In the case of the Florida bill, the Florida legislature is basically telling the Florida courts, you know, I know you think that you have power over deciding whether this woman can have the tube extracted, but we're telling you no, the governor gets to overrule you, which is not the way it works. So it's really just a matter of time. In fact, I'm going to take bets on which of these bills gets overturned by the courts first, since both of them are affronts, not just to abortion rights, but to the authority of judges.
Analysis and opinion from Will Salatin, Slate's chief political correspondent and the author of Bearing Right, How Conservatives Won the Abortion War. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Alex.